This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 5th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is warm and pleasant. Jerusalem sees clear skies, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's a beautiful day to be outside. Meanwhile, Eilut remains sunny and warm. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that the IDF has begun precise strikes against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. This comes after an evacuation warning was issued to civilians in the targeted areas for the first time since June. Also, Walla reveals that the IDF has presented targets for strikes in Lebanon. However, Prime Minister Netanyahu has delayed action due to concerns over potential American criticism. Also this hour, Mariv reports that the Houthis claim responsibility for attacking a Saudi oil tanker in the Gulf of Aden. This follows a loud explosion reported near the tanker earlier today. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights a new framework involving Tehran and Oman that could impact shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, raising concerns in the U.S. due to potential Iranian oversight. And finally, JTA shares that El Sayed, who previously criticized AIPAC, is now aiming to win over pro-Israel Democrats, assuring Michigan's Jewish community of their safety. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News confirms that Iran and Oman are finalizing a draft agreement to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. This deal would allow Tehran to oversee traffic without charging tolls, as confirmed by the Wall Street Journal minutes ago. Open source intel reports just 22 minutes ago that the Houthis claim a ballistic missile strike on the Saudi oil tanker Daisy in the Gulf of Aden, forcing it to return. AIPAC has posted earlier today, questioning why some candidates are focusing specifically on AIPAC, likening their support to that of other advocacy groups. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes in southern Lebanon, according to the Jerusalem Post, the military targets were carefully selected following an evacuation warning aimed at minimizing civilian casualties. The strikes are seen as a response to Hezbollah's recent provocations, heightening tensions along the border. Turning to the Gulf of Aden incident, Mariv reports that the Houthis' attack on a Saudi oil tanker marks a significant escalation in the region. This comes hours after an explosion was reported near the tanker. The event underscores the volatility in this crucial maritime area, affecting global shipping routes. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom discusses the strategic framework between Tehran and Oman. The agreement could facilitate shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, but introduces Iranian oversight. This development raises strategic concerns for the U.S., given the region's geopolitical importance. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that within 24 hours of launching a new service, over 31,000 vehicle owners in Israel have activated a traffic block. This initiative by the Ministry of Transportation aims to improve road safety. Separately, CTEC reveals that Taboola has lost a quarter of its market value. This comes despite a profit turnaround, with slowing growth overshadowing its financial recovery. And finally, Globes reports on a controversial financial decision. The Finance Committee has allocated funds to Haredim and settlements, prompting a legal challenge in the High Court of Justice over procedural concerns. You've been listening to Israel 18 News. On Wednesday, our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.